something I've dreamed of for a long time, and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream, and you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now.
It's medals just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mental, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at The Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.
I'm Sasha Shipway, and this is The Netball Show with Mizuno. We can hear from Juva Mentor, who shared her passion and why she's loving putting on the red dress.
The England debut was 2001. All those silvers and that gold at the Com Games, you still get the same feeling stepping out on court?
I absolutely do, and I wouldn't be playing this game if I didn't have the same pride and honour to be able to sort of put on that England dress and step out on court and do my job, not just for my team but for the country as well. And to be able to finally get my hands on my very own gold medal, and as a team we managed to achieve it after all the years that I've been doing it and all the years that I've been with some amazing netballers, and we've just fallen short at that final hurdle. For it to all come together this year, it's definitely fairy tale stuff and something that I'll never forget, and I'm just honoured that I could be part of such an amazing group that will be the first to not only make a final in the Commonwealth Games but to win it and bring home a gold for the country and for everyone in back in the UK and who's been sort of supporting us along the way.
I hope you've got the cuddly mascot safe as well.
I have. I heard they're
mega rare.
Yeah, prized possessions there. Yeah, mega rare. And so I'm very honoured the fact that I've got a nice normal one, and I've also got a gold one as well. So yes, I've kept them together, and I've got my eyes on them as much as I have my gold medal, because I hear sometimes they go walkies as well.
I even got in touch with Nat's mum and just said, "Oh, if there's any spare in the airport, I'll have one."
Please,
and she was like, "No, they're literally all sold out."
Yeah, I heard that someone had to get, I think it was a parent trying to get some for her kids, she had to drive an hour and a half down the road to a different airport, go through customs to be able to buy it, and their news agents, like, none of the other shops around locally had any left. They're sought after item.
Players I've spoken to in the past can either watch and embrace every second of key games and finals. Others would just rather keep the memories in their head and how they saw it. How's that for you?
I think for me, I've always been about the feeling, and there's almost small moments. It's like if you're watching back a movie and just watching the trailers, little snippets, and for me, I've got the feeling that I had throughout different patches of the game, and the feeling obviously that I had afterwards, and that pure elation. But there's almost little moments of looking at eye contact, so looking at my wing defence or my goal defence in the eye, whenever we've turned over the ball or ball's got through our gap, or being able to send a passage of play all the way through the court and the shooters finishing it off. So I'm definitely probably a little bit of a mix of having that sort of vision in my head and also the feeling, but definitely very much about what it felt like out there and to be in that sort of environment.
You're playing your best in arguably the best league in the world. Doesn't come much better than that, does it?
I'm pretty honoured to be in a position I am, and obviously came off a massive year last year with not just being able to captain the Suncorp Super Netball team as sort of the first import ever, but to be able to take it out in our first year of existence as a club was massive, and it still hasn't sort of settled in what we managed to achieve last year, because it was huge, and to then go on and win Fast Five, beat New Zealand a few times, and then come away with a gold medal at the Commonwealth Games, it's been an absolutely massive sort of 12 months, if not a bit longer. And one I'm very grateful for, because as I said, I've been at this game for almost 20 years now, and I know the highs and lows that come with it, and success is hard to achieve, and I think for now the hardest thing is about trying to maintain that and keeping that consistency.
Vixens, you're playing in the same squad as Karen Bailey, weren't you?
Yeah, so I've got very fond friendship with Karen. Yeah, there's a good bunch of girls around her, but being able to play with Karen, we actually just got it, and those of you who see Karen, she probably comes across as not very warming to start with, but she's actually really sensitive, and I've probably given away all her top secrets here, because she's one of those that you think, oh, she seems a bit moody, but really she's a beautiful girl, will do anything for everybody, and the heart and soul that she puts in on court is exactly what you get, and what lifts those around you. So I had some great years playing with Karen at Vixens, and we had some great success as well, and I'm so happy for her that she's doing really well over in the UK in the Super League.
Sue Gordian shared her thoughts on Jeeva to The Netball Show.
It's difficult to know any more descriptive words that you can say about Jeeva Mentor. The way she has been able to reinvent her game, stay fit and fresh, and be at the top still is quite extraordinary. And I just think that, I honestly think that she is going to be the key, dare I say, the key playmaker for the Roses in their capacity to win the World Cup. God, I can't believe I just said that. But anyhow, I'm not saying they will win, but I think that if she plays well and Harton, any other country could be in trouble.
Let's hear now from Northern Ireland and Thunder Great, to be honest, Caroline O'Hanlon.
Hi, Andy. Just like to thank you for involving me in the podcast. A really exciting time for us in Northern Ireland. Preparations are going really well. We've a new look team from the Commonwealth Games with plenty of youth coming into the squad, so we've a nice mixture. We've a new look management team with the obvious addition of Dan and the experience that he brings. We're coming off the back of a good Commonwealth Games, and we're really, really hopeful that we can build on that success and how we can focus in on that first game.
It's an exciting time for the sport, and you've got PricewaterhouseCooper on board as well, so sounds like they're going to be really suited.
It's been absolutely brilliant to get PwC on board as main sponsors of the Northern Ireland team this year. They're such a successful business, they're ambitious, and I think that they give a real credibility to us as a squad and as an association. So we're delighted to have those on board. They're leaders in business within Northern Ireland. I think they mirror our desire to be leaders within female sport in Northern Ireland. So it's really exciting, and really delighted to have them on board.
And what about the draw? I mean, that opening fixture against the Aussies, you're going to have to face them. So why not game number one?
First up for us, Australia, obviously the world number ones. But look, we want to be playing on the world stage, and we want to be playing against the world best. So look, we're really looking forward to that game. We played them in the Commonwealth Games in the opening match, and we're hopeful that we will have learned some lessons from that game. Nothing will be expected from us going into that game, so we'll go in without any fear, and we're really, really looking forward to that battle and building from there. See you all in Liverpool.
Thanks, Caroline.
For the first time in my playing career, I've been able to play pain-free and completely focused on my game.
I found a shoe that makes me feel close to the court and in control of my movements.
After a long history with bad injuries, it's a relief to have found a shoe I feel confident in playing with on court. That's why I love the Wave Phantom. That's why I love the Wave Stealth.
That's why I love the Wave Mirage.
We've heard a lot from Fran, but what did Nat Panagari feel about the anticipation of waiting for the phone call from Tracy?
Well, I don't think you'll ever have an assumption or kind of ever take that for granted or feel like your name's ever going to be on the sheet. And I think due to having the full-time programme now, I think that's what's quite exciting, that there's kind of a squad of 20, and absolutely any of those 20 can go to these major tournaments now. And that's what we want. We want it to be competitive and have so many options that Tracy can have. So I think we've definitely given Tracy a headache, and there was a lot of nerves and didn't know if it was going to happen. Obviously, it's always your goal and aim. And just really lucky to kind of get that phone call and be kind of a better phone call.
And with World Cup events as well, following the likes of the Commonwealth Gold, does she expect the sport to get more recognition finally?
I think people are starting to see it for the sport that I know that it's always been and how it's always been out there. And I think we're just kind of hitting a more wider audience, and that's what we want. Obviously, the girls winning that gold, it just sent a massive hype of the sport and how far we can go and push it, and just the amazing athletes that we do have within the country and in this team. And the more people we can get playing and noticing the sport, it's only a good thing for us, for it to grow. But we've always been here. We've always been working hard and kind of within our netball family trying to push our sport. So it's nice to kind of start seeing the recognition that it does, I think, really deserve.
Nat said that even though the game's taking place on home soil in Liverpool, they're just taking it in the stride.
For me, I kind of feel less pressure because I think we're on our home soil. There's kind of no travel really for us, and kind of we've got the backing of more people, more fans here that can support us and be kind of that eighth player and more noise. So I think we're not seeing it as anything that's going to add more pressure. We're seeing it more as a positive, and it's more familiar for us being here in our home country. So yeah, we're taking it as that we just can't wait to step out there and do everyone proud. And we know that Liverpool and kind of England will put on the best performance and hopefully the best World Cup that's been for a long time.
If you've enjoyed this episode, subscribe to our podcast and tweet us. We're online at The Netball Show, and you can see our handles, our individual ones, on there as well. So thanks for listening.
It's something I've dreamed of for a long time, and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream. And you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at The Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.